From the studios of Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is Chris Faulkner reading Nordic Nights by Lise McClendon. Now let's begin with Nordic Nights. In this fateful hour, I call upon heaven with its power, and the sun with its brightness, and the snow with its whiteness, and the fire with all the strength it hath, and the lightning with its rapid wrath, and the winds with their swiftness along the path, and the sea with its deepness, and the rocks with their steepness, and the earth with its starkness. And these I place, by heaven's almighty help and grace, between myself and the powers of darkness. Traditional rune. Chapter 1. Wealth causes strife among kinsmen. The wolf lurks in the forest. Fine white flakes sifted across the sallow slash of the spotlight in the town square. Callous gift of a cold-hearted Mother Earth, a hard blessing of snow that fell and fell and fell. The sculptures carved of brittle ice looked small, insignificant in the wavering jaundiced holes in the night. Above it all, the clouds hung like dirty laundry. Artie Wacker poured coffee. It was obscenely late, or early. The town slept. We sat in the second sun, my Jackson gallery with the track lights off, in our own pools of weak light, waiting for word from the police station. Thinking I should be there, I got up to pace. I thought about the postcard I got from Eric yesterday, the one with a joke about the end of his marriage. Only the Iceman has his pick. Prophetic now.